When you are a committed life student, you grow every day. You grow in understanding, you grow in knowledge, and you grow in perspective.
It's a new day at Smart Art Show, which means new opportunities, new levels, new energy, and new wins. Welcome.
Hey guys, I'm so happy to hang out with you guys again today. This is the Smart Art Show, and I want to say thank you to everyone who showed me love and who supported me one way or the other. And I want to say thank you to all my audience, and I want to wish you once again a happy and a prosperous new year. I hope you are all set to crush this new year and be in charge of your life. You know, there's one word that one of my mentors used to say to me. He said that everything in life exists twice. First in our mental world, then second in our physical world. So I just want to drop it to you today for you to have that mental picture of how you want this year to look like. Then with your hard work and your dedication, you will make it become a reality. I guarantee you that. So like I said, thank you again. And today I want to talk about renew the value for knowledge. Renew the value for knowledge. I understand that in the craziness of this world, especially this point in time, it is so easy for us to forget how important being a committed life student is. You know, there are certain things that can happen or certain things that are happening already in your life that will make you not to pay more attention to your mental growth. Simply because you are overwhelmed by the physical things happening around you. You are overwhelmed by the challenges. But today, I want to bring our thoughts back for us to understand the value for knowledge and for us to renew that value for knowledge. So I want to start by letting you know one thing. Whatever you're passionate about, you value. So I want you to be passionate about learning today. Because once you're passionate about learning, you will value knowledge. So that is the first secret. Try to develop your passion again. Renew that passion that you have for learning. And I guarantee you, it will lead to your valuing knowledge once again. Now, there's one thing that is very understandable that not everyone that reads definitely understands what they read. There is a difference between reading something just to know it and reading it to understand it. So when I say renew your passion or renew the value for knowledge, I'm talking about having a deeper meaning, a deeper understanding of what it is that you are here for. Reading books or listening to tapes or doing research that will aid in your pursuit for your purpose. I'm not just talking about random knowledge. I'm talking about specific knowledge. I'm talking about being intentional. You know, this is the lane that you want to go in life, and you will go after the things, after the materials, after the strategies, after the knowledge in those areas that will enhance you to become the best in that area. That is what I mean by renew the value for knowledge. Having, you know, understanding or knowledge of certain things away from your field is very important, but it is more important for you to focus on what you need to do, the things you need to have, the capabilities you need to gain in order for you to pursue after your dreams and crush it and make it a reality in your life. So we have to develop this habit of trying to read, to see, not just to read, but to read and see the things that you are reading. There's this habit that I developed myself. You know, most of the people that I read their books, what I do is sometimes I try to find their tapes. I try to find their, you know, search for them on YouTube and all that to listen to their voice. Because it helps me when I want to read. I read their books from their words. I don't know if you understand what I mean. What I mean is, when I'm reading their books, I'm reading it in the tune of their voice. Because I try as much as possible to be in their shoe to know what they were thinking or what made them write what they wrote down. If they talk about any of their life experiences or how they lived it or talk about any story, I want to be able to feel that story as I'm reading it. So the one way to help me do that is to read those stories in their own tune, in their own voice. So this might not work for you. Like I said, you have to find out, you know, what works best for you. But the reason I'm saying that is, if you really want to read something, if you really want to develop a knowledge, you have to do a lot more than just reading. You have to feel the words that you read. You have to see those words as if they are real. And this is it. You know, the ability for you to read greater. The greater you read, the more your thinking is stimulated. And if you're a man of action, the more your efforts are accelerated. So, and what that will make you is, it will make you to develop your own brain child. So if I walk up to you now and I will ask you, what is your brain child? What will your answer be? It is very, you know, it's very important that we follow after the footsteps of those that have gone ahead of us, those that have achieved the things that we are planning to achieve in life, those that have become successful in life. But also, we have to understand that the reason we follow them is not just to be a follower, but a student. What does it mean to be a student? It means that you have to find out yourself the capabilities that you have. Those things that you see those people do, you put it in your life in order to, for you to stir up your own unique abilities. Not just to follow them strictly without even questioning whatever they did, without even trying to sit down and think about it. No, if you do exactly everything and you don't have anything in yourself that is personal, anything that you gave birth yourself, you can never have a brain child. You know, people worry more about giving birth physically than mentally. But let me tell you today, both is of equal importance. As a matter of fact, how can you even take care of your physical child if you're barren mentally? So you have to think about it. So I want you to develop a new passion for knowledge this year. When you are going after knowledge this year, don't just go to know. Go to feel. Go to see. When you now move onto that level, you will understand what I mean. You will be able to give birth to your brain child. You'll be able to have more innovations inside of you. You'll be able to create more things. You will know that creativity is not meant for few. It is meant for everyone who craves for it. So today, as we are starting a new year, this is a good time for you to begin now to lay plans of how you want your month to look like. Start by laying plans how you want your weeks to look like, your days to look like. Put it on paper. Lay aside books that you must read no matter what comes up. You know, towards the end of last year, there were some challenges that I faced in my life and threw me off the edge a little bit. And, you know, I lost my motivation in terms of reading the way I used to read and all that because I lacked concentration. The thing was draining me and I was struggling to find my motivation back. And the truth is, such things happens to most of us. But I fought it because I know that the truth of the matter is for me to be able to overcome such obstacles again in my life, I need to be prepared. I need to be very prepared. I need to grow. I need to change. And if I let this situation keep handling me this way, I will remain a slave to that situation. So I struggled, I fought it, and I find a way to renew my passion for learning. I renew the value that I have for knowledge. And right now, I'm crushing it. I'm back on my feet doing the things that I was supposed to even do before the end of last year. But like I said, you don't need to beat yourself up if such situation was similar to yours. You don't need to beat yourself up if you think you wasted some time last year mourning over situations and all that. No, there is still time for you to stand up now and face that challenge and understand that you can only overcome that challenge when you immerse yourself in learning. What happens is that you gain control over your life. You gain control over your emotions. That is what knowledge does. It gives you room to develop wisdom, to handle situations, to become a problem solver. So today, I urge you to develop and renew your value for knowledge. Make it a priority. Put it down on paper. Set a plan in place that is strictly for your renewal of the value you have for knowledge. Set things that will set your passion on fire for learning. Become a committed life student. Trust me, there is no disadvantage in that. So today, all I want to say to you is this. If you look at your life right now, and you know that where you are now is not where you want to be, you know that something is missing. You know that there is something that you need to do, but you're not doing them. I think it's time you rise up. It is time for you to be in charge again. It's time for you to take control again. And how do you take that control? By developing yourself, by growing in knowledge. It requires discipline. It requires commitment, but it is worth it. So today I charge you with one thing. Please renew the value that you have for knowledge. Grow passion for learning, because whatever you're passionate about, you value it. So thank you for hanging out with me. I will see you next week. And in the meantime, live well, live strong. Thank you.
If you like this podcast, make sure to subscribe and leave us a review and share it with family and friends. Just know this and remember this. Significance can't be ignored.